I'm David Cooper. My dad's name was Eric Frank Cooper. They moved up from Gloucestershire in about 1923, all the family, because, you know, they closed the mines down there, so my granddad got a job up here with Waterhaight Colliery.
So what did your dad do when he left school?
I think he went to work down the pit looking after the ponies. Not for long, but for a while, yeah. Then he went to work for Hoffman's, the Rolls-Royce dealers in Leeds, as a mechanic. When the war broke out, he went to work at Bambo, making guns and rifles and tanks. At the end of the war, he set up on his own on Alma Street, just doing odd repairs, and then in 1945, he bought this site here, which was at Woodlesford Quarries. There was a 200-foot chimney and all shops and houses right down the front. We moved here in July the 12th, 1946.
He was mending cars then,
repairing cars, yes, yeah, yeah. He was a very, very good engineer. Yeah, excellent engineer, yes.
Whose cars were they? Who did they belong to?
Anybody. Doctors and solicitors. All the people that could afford them.
Did he do lorries and things?
No, vans mainly.
Vans.
Yeah, not lorries, no. Right. In 1947, we started filling the quarry in at the back, and when it was filled in, all the panning down, we set up a little transport cafe for about 5 years, and all the lorries used to come in with the thing and flatten everything down, and we ran bacon sandwiches and lunches and...
That was an inducement to get them to flatten everything down.
To get the solid base to the groundwork.
Where did the stuff come from that you put in the quarry?
The majority of it came from Skelton Grange. They were building Skelton Grange in Hunterslet, and all the things that they dug out there came and dumped in our quarry for free.
Right.
Now it would be worth a fortune.
How deep was the quarry when you first came?
85, 90 foot.
And all of that area
at the back. Back where the hangar is. The hangar was built in about 1949-50.
Why is it a hangar? Why is it such a big building?
Well, it was bought from an airfield, and it was put up for a A1 transport. Rented all that at the back. A1 transport put the hangar up.
And they had big lorries that they.
All
that
big,
there.
Very big lorries. Yeah, they were a big company run by an Irishman called Jack Robinson, who was a real character, very, very, very astute, honest man. He was. He was a super guy. Was Jack. We did taxiing, snow ploughing, gritting the roads, everything.
And what did the taxiing involve? What kind of passengers did you have?
We finished up with three London-type taxis, 860s. They wanted to go to Scarborough, Filey, Bridlington.
You went as far as where's that?
Leeds City Station, yeah. Oh, yes, it went all over, yeah. But into the clubs and into the station and everywhere, yeah.
Right, and football on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, to Elland, take them to Elland Road, yeah, but not very often.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So your dad drove a taxi?
Well, yes, we had one or two, and then when I got my licence, I drove them for 4 years, yes.
Did he start to employ other people, or was it just the family?
No. He employed two or three other mechanics in the 47, 48 and 49, and then after that, we got an Austin franchise in 48, So then he employed three or four and did bodywork and panel repairs and painted, which we still have got painters and body repairs, yeah.
Can you remember the names of any of those mechanics who worked?
The first one was Stan Newton. He lived in Garforth, and then there was Donald English, who'd been in the RAF through the war, Dennis Bagley and George Patterson, and one time we had 40-odd staff.
Once you got the franchise, did that mean that you were selling their new cars?
Oh, yes.
So what kind of cars can you remember the makes?
Austin 10s, Austin 12s, and then you went on to the A40s and the A50s, and then on to the Metros and various others, yes.
It says Ford outside now.
I know, we changed to Ford in 1988. My father died in 1985, so... But we changed to Ford because Austin Rover were getting into big trouble as they went bankrupt in 1991, I think it was.
I've got this picture of, like, in the early 50s, there weren't many of you. When did it change? When did it really develop into a bigger business?
Well, I would say in 1962, 63, 64.
Do you know what the reason for that was?
No.
Can you put your finger on why?
Because we gave a good service and it was a family business. We finished taxiing in about 1963, 64. We packed it all in that. We were selling them cars instead now. the big garage there, they built that in about 1949-50, and then we extended the rest in 61, 62, 63, 64, and we've just carried on ever since.
And did you have any involvement, or did your father have any involvement with racing cars in any kind, rallying or anything?
No, my brother did. My brother rallied, and I drove an Austin Healey sports car at Goodwood, at Silverstone, at Aintree, at Alton Park. I only did it for 3 years because I got called in for national service. I drove from 53, 54, 55, and my brother drove. He was a rally driver. He drove in the RAC rally many times and the World Cup rally twice. I think he finished up fourth in the RAC rally 1 year, and he finished about ninth in the 1970 World Cup rally.
Was that good for the business that you were both?
Well, you don't know that. You can't tell. No, it must be because people did bring the cars in for looking after it, but it must have been, yes.
How tough was it to keep this business going? Because you, as you say, you've been a family business. You still are largely a family business.
Well, we are. There's nobody else involved, only my brother and I. Yes. Well, we've just worked hard at it and kept going, and that's it. Philip and I have been right for the last 45 years, 50 years maybe.
What relationships did your father have with other businesses locally?
Very good, yes. Very, very good, yes. With the Motor Agents Association, which all the garages and everything were involved with. Fantastic. And I got involved with that. I went on the council in London in 1964 and I finished in 1994.
Going back to the early days when you set up the garage, did you sell petrol to start with?
We started selling petrol in 1947-48.
What kind of petrol was it?
Regent.
And where did it come from?
Down Fleet Lane, Oulton, a mile away. 11.8 a gallon. Then we built a four-station one, and then we built it all at the front, and then we leased it off to Petrofina, and they developed it all. And then when they decided they'd had enough, we'd had enough with petrol, so we closed it. It ran until 6 years ago, and then we closed it all down, the petrol station.